More surge of cold air will be pushing through the Midwest here today and tomorrow, and then we'll look for a warming trend to come around. This will bring some welcome relief after the last couple of weeks of chilly conditions occurring across the region. Most of the Midwest this morning is experiencing rather chilly conditions. We've had some wintry mix of precipitation types over the past 24 hours. It's rather slick out there in quite a few areas across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, resulting from the rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow that did occur overnight. As we go through the day today, most of this precipitation that's still hanging on in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and areas southward into Kentucky will likely come to an end. We do expect a little bit of precipitation to return to the region perhaps a little later this week as another disturbance starts to impact the region, but we're not going to expect another large storm system for the area for a while. The little frontal boundary that's going to be responsible for a little bit of light precipitation later this week will move across northern portions of the Midwest, impacting the Great Lakes region primarily, and this will occur as we go from Wednesday into Thursday of this week. It may be a little secondary frontal boundary will come across the very same path as we move from Saturday into Sunday. Again, precipitation across the majority of the Midwest will be insignificant, but there will be a few showers that will occur across the Great Lakes region. And our temperature bias, as I mentioned before, will be trending warmer, but we have to deal with a couple of additional cold days here today and tomorrow. Afternoon highs today will be in the positive and negative single digits in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while temperatures in the eastern areas and some of the far south will likely run in the 20s and perhaps even a few 30s. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow afternoon only in the teens and 20s throughout the Midwest. But as we move on into Wednesday, we'll start seeing a little bit more of a warm-up beginning to take shape, but it'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before we really start to see a big difference. The temperatures at the end of this week going into the weekend will probably work their way into the 30s across northern portions of the Midwest, while southern areas will see some 40 and 50 degree highs. And our low temperatures at night will get far removed from these sub-zero readings we've seen recently, but tomorrow morning will still be very cold across the Midwest. We'll likely see a lot of negative single digits and perhaps some negative teens in the upper parts of the Midwest, while the lower and eastern portions of the region will see positive single digits and some teens. And the low temperatures on Wednesday morning will again be positive and negative single digits across a big part of the central and northern parts of the Midwest, while the lower most areas will be mostly in the teens. But that'll be the last of the colder days. We'll look for readings the rest of this week, least low temperatures at night, running mostly teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. And it wouldn't surprise me to see some temperatures stay above freezing as we get out towards Sunday or Monday of next week in the lower parts of the Midwest only. Down in South America, a lot of chatter still out there in the marketplace about ongoing drying conditions occurring in parts of Brazil. Temperatures in the 90s occurred frequently over the weekend and even late last week, and that in conjunction with a restricted rainfall pattern continues to deplete soil moisture in quite a few areas. The northeast part of the country, though, is certainly experiencing the biggest problem with dryness, and this is not having a very big impact on corn and soybeans yet, but it is impacting coffee and sugarcane as well as a few other crops. In Argentina, rain has been widespread and rather heavy across the central and northern parts of the country, and another round of the same kind of conditions will occur later tonight into Wednesday before finally seeing a little bit of a drier tendency for a short period of time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.